just bless the beat.
I can't live. I can't breathe. Hi, everybody. It is Shauna the Songbird here with the Iron Emperor, aka Flo Rogan, aka Do-Rad Daddy, aka I don't know. It's too many. It's too
Scarlet
many.
Scarlet Bro Handsome, aka Governor Gift Dick, aka Dr. David Dickoff, all kind of good names just to keep you on your toes, and you never know who you actually gonna meet today. But you can call me Iron. Good evening.
I live and I love it. So,
you pick whatever name you want for the rest of the episode.
I live. I'm probably just gonna call you Iron because that's probably gonna be the simplest for me to give you.
Fair enough.
But yes, hello everybody. Welcome to another episode of Why the Songbird Sings. You are joining us again. If you are joining us again, you know that I am going to be rotating co-hosts with me for a while until Shahari comes back. And so Iron has agreed to be one of those co-hosts. So thank you so much.
Pleasure and honor.
And if you have not, you've just been updated on what's going on. So, Iron, what has been up? First of all, it is so hard to try to, like, hang out with you. So, what is going on in your life? Like,
well, you know, we have the similar job. So, you know how our hours are. That's hard to say, our hours are. And when we're at work, that encompasses the entire day. And I've been working a little more overtime. So, trying to work the extra time while trying to squeeze in time for my family, my relationships, myself. You know, it's been a major struggle, and I've been hearing a lot of the "yo, you ain't around no more," but this is the life I chose at the moment, you know.
I feel that. I definitely understand. I definitely understand that because I mean, you have to do what you have to do, but also try to find that work life balance,
yeah.
which is difficult. And one of my friends told me, he said, "Stop trying to balance. You're just not going to balance." Mm.
No,
something's gonna falter. So
yeah, and it's always funny because people say, "Oh, you work 3 days a week," and I realize, and I may work 3 days a week, but I also work a week in 3 days. Like you can reverse it the other way. So it's like when I'm off, there's no getting stuff done after work. So all my adult stuff is done on one of my days off. Then I gotta rest and sleep and make love to my lady. And I mean, it only takes what we said 6 minutes. That only takes like 6 minutes, so that's not that much time. You know what I'm saying? But you know, it's tiring, but you know, I'm blessed, so I can't complain. Even though I just
you are the one. I mean, it's okay. I mean, I always tell people it is okay to complain every now and then, and people be like, "Oh, like I could have like there are people worse off and whatnot."
Yeah.
And so I'm just like, yes, but that does not discredit your feelings of your situation, and that doesn't make your situation less
important.
Right. Because, you know, your suffering is your suffering. You know, everyone has something to say until they'd be like, "Well, at least I'm not dead." And then like, I'm sure the dead person probably would say like, "Well, at least I'm not in hell." Like, you know, we can probably just keep going on. So it's just like, you
I wrote
know,
that
it's,
in the
it's
verse.
Stupid.
I said, I forgot the exact verse, but it was like, somebody say, we all know somebody that got it worse, but even those that got it worse know someone that got it worse. So there's levels to it. You know what I'm saying? So then I said something like, when can I complain? I'll let you answer first or something like that. That was a long time ago, but you know, it's true.
I like that. that. That is cute.
Thank you.
So yeah, that's
You can use that. Put that on a t-shirt.
You know, as well as, you know, in addition to my Shauna the Songbird t-shirt, you know, a little crop top, you know, it's hot outside. Y'all, it is hot in New York City.
Hot inside, too. Real talk. Drinking this warm ass, you may not doing product placement, but this warm ass carbonated beverage. Sweating like I am, if you can look at it. What are you going to do?
I'm surprised you're drinking soda. When you start drinking soda?
It's the only thing I got in the fridge is cold, and it's zero sugar, so I'm still balancing, you know what I'm saying? This might destroy my sperm, but, you know, at least I'm refreshed at the moment, so we'll see.
He said, it may destroy my sperm.
That's what they say.
I have no words. So, you've been working, you've been trying to have your work-life balance.
Mm-hmm.
Anything, I guess, creative-wise been going on? Have you still been doing your ciphers, like... I've been seeing you've been going live with a couple people every now and then. You know, can you tell us a little bit about those things?
Yeah, so I was doing a podcast for a while, but I've stepped off of that, you know, because it's very time consuming, even though I enjoyed it. And I was able to speak to so many people and I learned so much, but it's, as you know, it's very time consuming, especially if you're actually trying to do a good job. So I've been doing like short videos. I started something called Iron Advice. Where I'm just giving like 90 second clips, give or take. And I'm still trying to work it out and figure out how to mash everything into 90 seconds. But, you know, just giving advice mostly to anybody. But, I focus mostly on young men or guys in general. But this thing's for the ladies. And it's in my random comical way. Like, it's not like a lecture. So something lighthearted. I've been working on something called a couple of characters. One is called... Durag Daddy does dad jokes. So I got my little outfit, you know what I'm saying? And you'll see, that's still being fleshed out. And I also am doing something called Lo-Fi Flow Guy, where above anything, I'm an MC first. So I've kind of fell out of love with, I don't want to say fell out of love, I guess we're just having an argument right now with hip-hop in general. So I'm not really as intrigued by it, like I barely listen to it at this point. But Lo-Fi beats I listen to all the time. So I'm like, I might as well just take some of these beats and rhyme to them and put them up, and you know, it's a way for me to, what's the word, therapize, if that's the word. So, you know.
Nice. I definitely understand that, because for me, I was telling Shahari's parents while we were on a cruise 2 weeks ago, telling them, how's it a flex?
Light flex. You just rushed at it in there. I was in a cruise. Good for you.
I mean, we were on a cruise. I mean, it was a needed vacation because I will say, since I've come to New York City, I've been very stressed financially. And I haven't been stressed financially in a while.
I'm surprised that you say that. I never thought those words would come out your mouth.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I just have set myself up so I don't have to, but this past around I've been very stressed financially, and I'm just like, but also at the same time I remember why I love this city, because even though I'm stressed financially, I feel happy here. I can go do the things I want to do here, and it's still
Yeah. It's like, true. It's benefits.
Right. And so it's just like, it's a very love-hate relationship, because it's just like, oh, as soon as I get ahead, it's just like, oh, something comes up or a bill comes down.
I'd
be like, oh, okay.
I just got a red light ticket yesterday. You know, it's going to happen.
Jesus. And it's ridiculous. But I'm just like, but also I can't complain, because when I was away from the city, I my heart was just like, you rather be back up there. So it's just like,
yeah. So city's a better place with you up here. So welcome back. You know, you always gotta get energy.
But
I feel you. Like, I always say I feel shielded. You know what I'm saying? Like, the only real effects, knock on wood, and that's why I say I'm blessed that I've been having with everything going on now, is because we have steady jobs. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not feeling that crunch of not that it can't happen, but the fear of losing my job. And, right. You know, I live in the Bronx, which everybody thinks is fucking Vietnam in the 70s. It's not. I mean, parts are. Let me not say that, but not the entirety of it. And where I live at, you see my place, it's a pretty, you know, it's a good sized place for somebody by myself. And I pay $8.75. Like, I'm chilling. Right. You know, my rent's paid off in a paycheck. So I don't feel that stress. I also don't go out in the city, bro. I'm from here. I don't go down there. Fuck out of here. I don't ever go to the city, bro. Never.
Mm-mm.
I used to get anxious when I go down there.
Why you get anxious?
Because
of
don't
the
like
high volume of people?
Nah, not even the people. I just don't. I don't know. Probably because I grew up here. It's not that special to me. I mean, it's cool. Like, I like where I'm from. I do like saying I'm from New York, especially when I was a younger man running the streets. And, you know, I'm from the Bronx. It was like panties drop. But, you know what I'm saying? Bro, it is what it is. You know, if I went down to... Anyway, I like being from here. You know what I'm saying? But, it's just too hot in there, too, man. Them buildings collect heat and... I don't know. If something bad is going to happen, I hope it never happens. It ain't going to happen in the Bronx, I'll tell you that. Nobody care about us. We chilling.
I mean, that is true. And then you're away from the island. You're off the island.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you have, you know, times like run up. So.
Oh, yeah. If shit happens and they shut them bridges down, all them boroughs that made fun of us, yeah, I'm standing on the coast. You're not allowed to come over here. You're not allowed, yo. I could drive up to Bronx Hill and be chilling.
You better wait for me as I try to make my way across that bridge.
Nah, you cool. You didn't say nothing to me, but Janetta can't come. She got to stay over there.
Don't do Netta like that. I love her. I miss her. I'm still trying to, like, link up with her, too. But every time something happens, like, she's working, so.
She's in hustle mode. I will give that girl props, man. She will work. She's in serious hustle mode, so.
So I feel that. But nevertheless, the cruise was very, it was very needed. Like I told the listeners in the last episode that even though I did not have a release, mm-hmm. it was a good relief.
Okay. With you, I gotta specify, bro. Like, what do you mean by release? Like, what are we talking about here?
Okay, so I went with Shahari and his family. So
yeah.
I was not, you know, I couldn't have sex with no one.
No hand jobs at the bar, right?
Unfortunately, you know.
New York City, welcome. I think that shit came on real quick too, like a tease.
like
it was trying to sneak in and shit, and it realized what was going on. I'm sorry.
But I can't do anything of those things.
Yeah.
Because Shantae's have a man at home, and he would not like that.
Salute.
So, I mean, which is understandable. But it was but it was interesting because, like, we had a shared bed again. And so, like, I know a lot of my homegirls were just like, oh, y'all shared a bed. I'm just like, don't do that.
A little slipping, maybe. Yeah.
We are adults. We should be able to have a sleepover without things happening.
Add some excitement to it, though. Like, let me just put it in. Wait, that's pretty cool. Just leave it. Just park the car in the garage and leave it there and see what happens.
Like Mormons?
Like what?
Like Mormons? What's it called?
Oh no!
What's it called when they put it in and then they have someone else shake the bed?
What? I never heard of that. That's a thing. That's not fun.
I think it's called soaking. I think it's called soaking. So instead of them actually soaking, I think it's soaking.
That sounds nasty.
So instead of them actually having sex, what they do is the guy will penetrate the girl, and then they will have someone else to shake and move the bed to move them, so they're not, so they themselves are not thrusting. But
you know, to be fair, they have a lot of kids, and there might be something to that, right? And it might be something that we missing out on with our pumps.
Well, I think that's like premarital type situation. I think once you get married, you can actually.
Oh, that's how they're skirting around the system.
I think that's a loophole. Like with Catholics, they do anal. So like, I think.
Yeah,
with,
I've met a girl like that. What's up, yo? How you doing? Yeah, that bitch was nasty though.
nasty as it wasn't clean, or she was just
No. She was giving that booty hole to everybody. So if she thinks she a virgin, she that's redefining definitions before we were actually redefining definitions. Redefining words.
I mean,
she know. Whatever. She's married with kids now, so somebody got the pussy.
I live.
Man, so
But nevertheless, but that is that. I told everyone about me working on an album / EP or whatever you want to call it. I met with a producer last month, and she pretty much just gave me the software, gave me some like educational stuff, like mm-hmm. how to do it. And she was mm-hmm. like, this way you can learn how to do it and to where you don't need nobody. Yep. And I was like, cool. And she was like, and if you need me, if you need my assistance, like with like putting stuff together and like cleaning up and whatever, then yeah, we can meet up and, you know, do the things. But she was like, I feel like you would do pretty okay by yourself. And I was just like, oh, thank you. So,
well, and you'll be way more creative without having to worry about somebody else having to do it with you. We can just go and do it. So that's a fact.
Right. And so like, I've done two so far. I got to like fix it up and like fix parts up, and then, but I've done like lyrics for 4 songs now. And so I don't know if I want to do like a full, like 10 to 15 song album, or if I want to do like a 6-track EP with interludes. I just don't know what I want to do. You know what I'm saying? But also like the songs so far, they're like 4 to 5 minutes long. And, and every time I say that to somebody, they're just like, that's too long, because like, you know, now attention spans.
Yo, at this point, you got to go on a song and say, hey, and that's the whole song. What up? Song, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, nah, it's too many words in there. It's hard, man. It sucks because we're grown. So we want to actually tell a story. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And that's why I was telling people. I was like, I come from a time. I'm not going to say I come from a time. I feel like I'm dating myself. Anyways.
You come from a time, bro.
But I enjoy the times when, you know, we would listen to songs and they were 7 and 10 minutes long, and mm-hmm. you're just lost in the song.
And that's
what I'm accustomed to. And so mm-hmm. like when I'm creating and I'm writing, I'm not thinking about how long it is. I'm just going through and just like, oh, this sounds cool. This goes with this. And I just, and I start singing on my melodies. And I was like, okay, cool. And then when I get finished and I look at the timing, I'll be like, oh, a lot of time. Yeah. And so it's just kind of like,
That sucks.
So it's just like, But also, I don't want people to like be listening and then like, you know, they get to the point, they'd be like, oh, I'm bored now. And then they just start flipping, you know.
If you look at like metrics on a lot of things, except for like the big, big podcasts and stuff like that, a lot of metrics, people tune out after like 19, 20 seconds. Like, it's crazy. You know what I'm saying? It's like, bro, I barely got my name out. Like, hi, I am, and that's it. And like, you know, I got to tell the whole.
Really?
And it's sad. And I'm not going to conform to that. You know, like, I'm going to do, and whoever listens, whoever don't. Like, I'm going to change. Like, I'm not doing 2-hour podcasts. Like, I'm not Rogan. Nobody's listening to that, you know. I got a couple, like, shout out to y'all, but quick stuff. Like, even like the projects, the Lo-Fi Flow guy, this is literally sometimes just 8 lines, sometimes it's 12, sometimes it's 14. And I'm not doing an album, wasting studio money, you know, and do it right here in this hot ass room, you know. Also, side note, just so you know, I have a cat, and my cat's standing outside the room, and he may or may not introduce himself. I'm gonna keep it moving. But I'm just saying, he's here and he's looking like he really wants to say something. So
yes, Mr. Rodriguez.
Mr. Rodriguez, yeah, my fat boy.
I love it. It was hilarious because I think last time I was there, like he was, what was he going to show, his butthole or something?
He was doing something. He was doing what with his butthole?
He was like showing his butthole or something. And
yeah,
I was like,
he was like,
what's happening?
Man, one time I was with my boy Elias, and he's never done this. And the studio I used to be in, so people that don't know, it was also his room. So when people would come over, I'd move his stuff out, his little box and everything. But this time I didn't move it because I didn't set the cameras up. And he walked in, he's never done this, looked at me, looked at E, and went in there and took a shit and walked out. Like, nothing. Like, this is my room, bitch. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I respect it, son. Oh, I should have asked this a long time ago. Can I curse?
Oh, yeah.
What's up,
son? It's me.
But it's also me. Your audience. And I don't know if your audience likes words like dick, fuck ass, cock, pussy, shit, balls. You know, people don't like these things. Penis butter, like things like that.
Hey, like my mom will say, I will slip out and call people bitches so quickly. So therefore, right. Bitch will be brought out. But right. So that has been a thing. Mm-hmm. I mentioned before the podcast, we gave another student $2,000 to go for higher education. Wow. So this was the second year in a row that we have done that. So hopefully, my goal is to hopefully give some more money. And yeah, it's kind of rough because like it's coming out of my pocket, and so it's just like, and so it's just like, you know, I'm hopefully gonna get into like some grant writing classes and stuff like that to kind of like, so I can reach out to that. And hopefully if the listeners want to like reach out or whatever, please just hit us up at whatupsongbirdsingspodcast@gmail.com. And you can turn around and find out how to give money for it, that scholarship.
Yeah, throw a cash app up and put in your bio. And we'll say it's for this, not for like to show titties. Like say it's, you know, to help with cause, you know, so. Because I will say, like, as a, and this isn't a man woman thing, but as a woman, it's easier for you to kind of garner money from the internet than it is for a guy. You know what I'm saying? From what
I've seen. Why is that?
Because, you know, y'all are much more attractive than we are. And it is, there has been a created culture of a damsel in distress, let me help and be the white knight kind of shit. Not all the time, obviously. And nothing I say is 100%, but.
Of course. You know,
or if you have, like, a man that's a. Not 8 out of 10 physically, and a woman that's a 6 out of 10. She's probably going to get a little more traction than he is. You know,
really, I thought it would be the more attractive person would get more traction.
Men are more visual, and you know what I'm saying. So, you know, if you show not even a whole titty, but something, it's like, oh shit. You know, I don't know, because I used to date a girl that was a trainer, and she was attractive. I'm not going to comment on how she looked, but she was a trainer. Obviously, I thought she was attractive, but that's my expert. She was a trainer, and our other boy was a trainer. And to be fair, he was probably a better trainer, but she had some really big titties. So her traffic was a lot higher. And she was good. I'm not saying she wasn't good, but, and it, you know, there may not be, I may just be making this shit up. But, like, he commented, he was like, you know why you're getting a little more traction to me. And I kind of understood it, because men are a little more, think of OnlyFans, man. There's like 7 dudes eating off of OnlyFans for every 8,506 woman out there that's making decent money.
I don't know. Like, I don't know.
You can Google
it. I mean,
yeah.
I'm sure you're probably right, but I don't know. Because I'm just like, all of my trainers have been very attractive, and they keep clientele. So it's just like.
Sure. You can ask them who had an easier time building their clientele. That's not to say, because there's men like my boy does very well. You know, my other boy, he does very well. You know,
but I do think if you are not only just physically in shape or whatever, I feel like if just like just being like cute in the face also helps. Like I feel like if you were ugly in the face and like had a nice body, you wouldn't get the clients.
You don't think so? I think that woman would be, you can tell me wrong, I feel like a lady would be less likely to deal with that. Whereas a dude will sleep with an ugly chick if she got a fat ass for years. You know what I'm saying? So there's a little bit of a difference. That's why I say we're visual. You know, like, yeah, she got like 6 teeth, but that ass is crazy. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, whatever, right? She ain't got no hair, but she got 2 titties that I like to play with, you know? So I think there is that. Whereas you're going to have a guy with a gray body, but he looks like, I don't know, name your favorite unattractive male that you think is unattractive. And is it going to get the same kind of traction? Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. Now you made me want to like ask my boyfriend and be like, do you think I'm pretty in the face?
Oh, no. I ain't got nothing to do with that.
See now? See, you open a can of worms.
Mm-mm. I don't like worms.
Because you always talk about my ass being big, so I'm just like,
oh, my girl's
ass is
great.
Do you think my face is pretty?
Yeah, my girl's ass is great, but my girl's face is also pretty, so it's all right. You can have both. See, my girl's also not my trainer, but, you know, you can have both.
I just love that the soda matches the background. Oh, and so, man.
Black and red,
so
everything.
I feel like you did all this on purpose.
Actually, that's pretty. Yeah, exactly. Did it on purpose. I should have wore a black and red shirt. And I got one in here. I definitely should have. My studio is called the Black and Red Cave. I'm a Portland Trail Blazers fan, unfortunately, and that's their colors. And there you go. Life of misery. That's how you know I'm loyal, ladies. I would fucking. If you don't know who Portland Trail Blazers are, look them up. It's pretty pathetic at this point. It's
mm-hmm. Girl, who what's the lady who beat the shit out of her husband?
A couple of them.
It was a professional.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if she a boss or a fighter, but like she was beating the shit out of her husband.
Yeah, I believe it. Oh, like just domestically? Like domestic abuse?
Wow. Yes.
I believe it.
I forgot what her name was, but that was like a big thing. Because it was just like, you know, it flipped the story because, you know, oftentimes, you know, if a man says that they're being abused by their woman, people kind of be like, what are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? Versus when it's the other way around. So it was just like, that kind of turned the,
script
a little bit because
it's no such thing.
And
as
also, it's exposed the bias that we have in our society.
Always, if she was beating the shit out of that man for 3 years, and one day he slapped her, guess who's going to jail? Not her. You know what I'm saying? And that's the crazy shit. More often than not her. That's why, gentlemen, iron advice here: if you deal with a woman that puts her hands on you, get the fuck out of there immediately. There is no second chance, because it only takes you one time to fuck up. And she call the cops, or if you call the cops ain't going to her. Like, that can go wrong very fast. Get out of there. It ain't worth it. And ladies, a little more iron advice. Be an adult. Keep your fucking hands to yourself. Don't put your hands on me. You know, like, have some self-control. Real talk. Because at the end of the day, I don't want to get hit just like you don't want to get hit.
But also, there are some people that enjoy that level of toxicity. Like, yeah. I had a Lyft driver literally told me if his woman is not a little crazy, or if his woman doesn't like argue, fight or something towards him, he doesn't feel loved by her. And that's why he broke up with like his last girlfriend, who's like very chill, peaceful, laid back. Right. Because he said he didn't feel loved by her. So
yeah, that's therapy.
So he went.
It's funny you said that, because I just read an article on, it was a YouTube video, and it was some behavioral therapist or something like that, or something, some therapist, right? And the topic, that the caption was, why does your woman start fights out of nowhere, right? And I looked at that, I'm like, you know what? I don't start any fights. It's not that serious to me. Any argument, and she's listening, and damn it, baby, I love you, but fuck this, right? 98% of the arguments we've had is some shit that she had a problem with, and she brought up. Even if we just sitting there chilling, eating strumpets and drinking coffee and having a good time. What's a strumpet? I don't even know what that is. But you know what I'm saying? And she'll bring it up. And one of the things that the guy said is, if you're in a relationship with somebody that may or may not have some insecurities, you know, they'll do that to see if they can get you angry, because that shows that you still care. And he made a point, and he said, have you ever noticed when you see a man and a woman fighting, and it may flip the other way, but he was focused more on men and women, you know, the man part of it. When you see a woman poking and poking and poking and poking and poking, and the guy's not really giving much of a reaction, and finally he flips, all of a sudden all the anxiety's gone and she's done. And she said, oh, I finally see he does care. That's some toxic shit, bro. I don't have time for that, man. I'm busy. I'm tired. I don't want to argue about something I did at 6 p.m. 7 weeks ago. I don't care. I really don't. You know, unless it's major, like, come on. Peace. People like that need Jesus, man, or something. Whoever your God of choice is. Because it's like, I want peace. I don't want to fight. I'm not interested, bro, at all.
Right. And that was a big thing I saw on Instagram as well, was like, if a man doesn't put me in my place, then he's not the man for me. I'm just like, mm-hmm. why does he have to put you in your place? Like, why can't you do that yourself?
Right. Or when they say, but, oh, I'm a lot to handle, he has to handle me. Animals getting handled, bro. I'm not dating a fucking bull. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. You're an adult. I'm dating an adult, not a child. And, well, that's my intention.
He said animals get handled.
I mean, right. You control your dog, not your boyfriend. You don't control your girlfriend. You know what I'm saying?
I feel that. But, I mean, I don't start fights or arguments, but there are some times where, like, something might have been, like, I might have felt was, like, a little shitty that it took me a minute to, like, process and deal. Mm-hmm. And then, like, I'll bring it up, like, later, just casually. And he'll be like, well, you know, it's good for, you know, for you to tell me these things so I can know how to do. I was like, yeah, but also I have to be able to communicate it to you properly without emotions.
That is actually a mature way to put that. I've never heard it put that in. It's true.
Like, I have to be able to properly, you know, just come at you right. Because if I come off, if I say what I want to say at that time, then yeah, you're going to think like I'm a crazy bitch. But, if I bring it up casually, like, yeah, you know, well, you kind of said this. And I was just like, it made me think, I really didn't like that. And it really made me feel shitty. So, you know, yeah.
I think that's smart. You know, I think that's actually smart, because if you're coming at me and you're in full emotion and I'm sitting there in my full, I'm not upset, I'm chilling, I'm thinking fully logical, that's never going to work. Right? You know, like, you're telling me 2 + 2 = 18. I'm like, it's 4. Like, what are you talking about? You know, and I get that part. The issue that I have is if it's something that we've discussed, I don't know, it sounds like I'm trying to dismiss, but like, actually, maybe you can answer this question for me. Do women put shit in the chest to use later on? Oh, I'm going to bring this up in 3 years when he's relaxing watching TV. Because I believe that, because I still get something brought up that happened 2.5 years ago that was so basic. And we talked about it like 40 times.
Now, I will say some women do. But like, for me, once we kind of talk about it, that's it. Like, cheers. After we talk about it, that's it. Like, I don't want to talk about it again. You know, as long as you're not doing the same thing again.
Sure.
I feel unnecessarily triggered, but essentially triggered, and just like, all right, well, this, we've been through this before, you know, we're supposed to move past this.
Right. That I get.
Right. But outside of that, it's just kind of like, yeah, I'm not going to bring this up. Mm-hmm. Now he's actually much, he's much worse, because he would think about the negative things that he has done, like, randomly in his head. And I'm like, stop making yourself feel bad, because I'm not doing it to you. You shouldn't do it to yourself. Like,
right. We'll internalize clearly, a lot of those things.
Like, clearly I have moved past it. I'm not thinking about it. Like, at this point, like, I low key laugh at the situations.
Right.
Some of them anyway. I laugh at it. So it's just like, if I can laugh at it now, why do you turn around and be like, oh, I'm so bad, I'm a piece of shit? Like, no.
Because,
like,
it could be he's not used to getting that validation. Like, a lot of times, realistically, God, I hate being the man versus woman thing. But as a guy, like you said earlier, the man was getting his ass whipped by his wife and nobody cared, because, you know, we can't. So many times we may actually emote and talk about that. And there's a toxic thing out there, and it's real, that a lot of men do feel, and I will speak for men on this one, is like, if we give you something emotional, you just got another bullet to use against me. And that happens a lot. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, if I tell you I'm upset about this and you get mad enough, well, that's why your mother didn't like you. Like, you know, whatever it is, like, in a heat of battle, that shit will come out. You know what I'm saying? And that makes it very difficult. So maybe he's never had that validation of somebody that will actually listen, because he's used to somebody shutting it down. And that's hard as a guy, man. That's why I do some of the content that I do try to do, because, you know, let me make this clear. I'm not excluding your side of the story, right? But as a man, it is very lonely because nobody gives a fuck. I can be sexually assaulted too by a woman. Nobody cares. Ah, you got some pussy, bro. This has happened to me. I've been locked in a bathroom with a chick that told me, unless you fuck me, you can't get out. What kind of shit is that? And if I say no, then she can say I raped her, and then I'm in jail getting dick. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, unwanted dick. I don't want dick, period. But let me back out of this. But I definitely don't want jail dick. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, bro. And I ain't getting no pussy for it. So it's just a lose, lose, lose. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not fair.
I'm screaming.
Hi, guys. My name is Iron.
But it's wild. But I get that because I know Shahari and I, during the cruise, we had a moment, and mm-hmm. I was just like it was something I could have brought up, but like part of me was just like, don't bring that up. Even though like he kind of did a low blow and said something, I was like, that's even lower, so don't do it.
Yeah, and like, I applaud that. That's a higher level of thinking, and I applaud that.
Because, yeah. But also, it's just like, you know, in the end, the question is it worth it? Like, is it worth it to ruin that relationship with that person?
Sure, yeah. I generally try to live life in general. Like, am I going to be mad about this in 2 weeks? And if I'm not going to be mad about it in 2 weeks, I don't care.
Right, my emotions settled after the, like, mm-hmm. the moment, whatever. Like,
right, post not clarity.
I wish.
But it's true. I can't say that I'm perfect. Like, I've said some things.
I'm so excited.
I don't think I've said anything. Oh, you frozen.
Speaking of nutting.
Okay, there you go.
Oh, you are. Speaking of nutting, do you have anything, like a segment or something that you would like to present to us before I get into
what?
These little things?
What kind of segue was that? Speaking of nutting, what are you working on? Jeez. All right. So, like I said, I'm doing my Iron Advice thing generally every Monday and Thursday I'm doing right now. And, you know, I was trying to think of what I would bring as an example. So I'll say this for the ladies. I'm assuming you have a fairly wide female audience, right? Woman audience.
It is. Whatever. The statistics are more female over male. Surprising, because most of my followers are men.
Yeah, it's surprising. All right, so here's a little bit of one thing that I was thinking of for the ladies in general. If you are dealing with a man, and I don't mean a guy that you're just jumping off with, like a guy may not be a relationship, but you are actually working towards potentially something, mm-hmm. and it's discussed. There's no such thing as implied relationships. I mean, like, you guys have spoken about this. Right.
Yeah, everything is very clear. It's
right.
Determined.
You know, I'm interested in you. You're interested in me. Maybe you're doing the exclusive dating thing, or only having sex with each other, which I don't really get it. But you might as well be a couple at that point. But sure. And he disappears for 4, 5, 6 days, and then he pops up with the, oh my God, I was just going through so many things. Red flag. Drop that. He's full of shit. And I'm being honest with you. There is a chance that there may be something going on, but if he's interested in you in 2024, there's too many modes of communication. You say, yo, let me hit you up in a few. I'm dealing with some things and I'm out. And I see so many time and time again, a lot of my women friends are dealing with guys that do that. Oh, I've just been dealing with some things. I had to clear my head. Bro, fuck off. You know, and I will tell you 8 times out of 10, and some of the guys might get mad at me for this, but 80% of the time, what the hell is that? See, that's a guy crying that I'm giving out the G right there. You know what I'm saying? It's like 8 times out of 10, he's full of shit. You know, maybe something else popped up, another opportunity. Now, there is a chance that something did happen, and maybe his communication skills are that bad, and maybe you can investigate. But if he does that a second time and you let him back in, you shut up and just take whatever comes, because you accepted that. So that's some of the things that I'm trying to put out there, because I have a lot of my friends that just kind of overlook these things. Oh, no, he was dealing with something. Yeah, he was dealing with another vagina problem. More than likely. And again, I'm not trying to call us dogs, but sometimes you have to read between the lines and look with the actual evidence as opposed to what your emotions are telling you, you know? And that's just my 2 cents, 3 cents, 4 cents, 50 cents.
dollar bill, y'all. I feel triggered because my partner before my current one. That's how that happened to me, where he like I was in California working, and he was in Alabama, and he was talking about like, hey, I'm gonna go on a hike, just to, you know, clear my head or whatever, and cool beans. And so he left, and I didn't hear from him for like a few days, and so I was like,
did you get eaten?
Right. I'm like, did you get pulled over? Did you get arrested? You know, and he was a black man. So it was just like, you know, black men in America, you know,
in the South.
Right. You know, that's a thing that I was fearful of, which is kind of a sad thing. Cause like, I don't fear that with my current partner cause he's white.
Yeah, two different experiences.
What to call it?
Two Americans.
Like, to be honest, like when we're in the car together, like if he does get pulled over, I would be more fearful of my life more than his.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest.
Yeah.
So, when I dated black men, which was most of the men I've dated were black men. Mm-hmm. That was like a big concern. Was, you know, are they safe? You know.
Yeah.
You know, are they? You know, are they going to come back home? Pretty much.
Yeah.
Fair. So that was a big thing, and so I didn't hear from him for a while. I had Shahari go to his house, whatnot, and look and check in. I called different hospitals and everything, and then eventually I think it was like a week later, he answered and was saying how he was just having like a moment or whatever, and I was just like, what?
Mm-hmm.
What? Like, I was so upset. And so then what I did was I was trying to be a good girlfriend. And then so I had a couple of days off. I went down there, spent time with him. It was all good and dandy. Then he turned around and did it again when I was in Chicago. And when he did it that time, I was like, oh, I'm not doing this.
Good.
Because also his whole thing was, he was like, he wanted to be with me, but this was what he said. He wanted to be with me, but also he knew that he was like going through this thing where he didn't feel worthy enough to be with me.
That's another one I'm going to talk about.
That's
something I'm working on. It's funny you said that. That's one of the future item advices, but continue.
Because because to be honest, a lot of my partners have come to me and said that, but it took a while for them, like they exhibited behaviors and stuff that I was just like, hey, like what's going on? Like, you know, do you not want to be with me anymore? Like, are we, you know, what's going on? You know, even with my current partner, he had a moment where we were not as intimate as often and whatnot. Sure. And he was talking about, and he even said, I told him, I was like, I've heard that before from my other partners. And he was like, it's not a you problem. It's a us problem. He was like, we don't feel like we are worthy enough to do that. And I'm like, what makes you think you're not worthy? If I'm here with you and I'm here supporting you, then
insecurity, right?
Right. What makes you think that I'm not, you know, that you're not worthy for me? Like, yeah, I understand that, you know, like, and a lot of times it was, you know, they had wanted to like do a different job. They wanted to do a career that was like more meaningful. You know, they felt intimidated by the fact like I was like taking trips and doing this and that.
Sorry, I'm trying to hear this difference in the fan. Oh. Sorry, it's not backed up.
Oh, okay. I was like, what's happening? I was like, you vocal?
Sorry. No. I'm trying to respect your audio here.
Oh, okay. Sorry. But they were kind of like, you know, like I was able to like go on trips and do this and do that.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of felt like, oh, I can't give that to you. And I want to. And it's just like, And it's just like, that's not why I'm with you. If I expected that from you, mm-hmm. and I know that you can't do that, I wouldn't mm-hmm. be with you.
Yeah. So again, that goes down to the nobody listens though, because we're conditioned to be the ones that can provide that. And that's cool. That's great. You know, when I was younger, I was dating my ex-girlfriend who I was with for 10 years, essentially. For whatever reasons, you know, we graduated together. I was going one way. She was in school. You know, I was trying to do my modeling and blah, blah, blah. I was just going good. But when my mom died, now the real world kicks in for me, you know, so now I'm behind. So at the time while I was in school, I'm making $800 every 2 weeks. She's already making 95 grand, you know, probably more than that, actually. So there was an intimidation factor there. And there was a little bit of a, damn, we went to the Bahamas. We went to the cheapest shit that we can go to because I can't afford nothing else. You know, so I can understand that, you know, but at the same time, I also know that there was, I was progressing somewhere. I wasn't just stagnant. So I think that might be why it never really bothered me. Like, well, it bothered me. I'm not going to say it didn't, but, you know, that's tough. That's tough. Yeah.
Yeah. And so
that I get. The reason why I reacted the way I did when they said I'm not good enough for you is when somebody says, oh, you're such a good person. Fuck off, bro. You're full of shit. When it comes to like the, because if that's the case, then you will remove yourself from her in general and not bring that negative energy in there. You're just in it for selfish and you don't want to sign a lease, but you still want to drive the car. Like, you know, fuck off.
And that's essentially what was with my ex. Like he mm-hmm. didn't, like he wanted to be with me, but then he didn't want me to go either. So he was
selfish.
So he was trying to like have that.
I ain't got no time for that. Financially, I understand because money's hard. It's hard out here. And like you said, you're struggling financially and you're probably in the, as a black woman, you're probably in the top 5% in the country in terms of your income, realistically, or maybe 10%, you know, and you're struggling. You know, I think you're right. Them stats are up there. no, it is. Because I looked that up not too long ago, you know.
Ooh, the whole camera income. Shifted. Ooh.
Yeah, because that's some lady getting mad at me for saying that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so that's tough. That's hard, man. And pause. That's tough because for me, like at the same time, like me personally, I never felt the intimidation of a woman making more than me because my mom, you know, was a high earner. But I had to close that gap. Like, and it wasn't even so much a pride thing. It was like if you get sick, the household can't miss a beat. You know what I'm saying? Like, sure. I need to be able to take care of stuff. We may not be able to do everything we did, but you know, like that's why, like when I hear. To each their own, but when I hear men content creators say things like, we don't care what you make. I do. It's hard out here. I'm not going to be making whatever I make and you making 30, which is fine. If you want to do it, that's cool. I'm not saying don't do that. But I also understand, well, if something happens, we're kind of fucked, you know,
right.
Realistically. We're kind of fucked. I'd rather
not. If you're sick, if you're injured, like.
Yeah. Right. We're fucked. Or if we get divorced, you are cleaning me out. My woman makes more money than me now because she works night shift, so I'm good. I'm in the clear. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, that's tough. That's tough.
Such is life. Such is life. I'm happy that, you know, now I'm with, you know, someone who, and like I said, we were able to talk through that once, mm-hmm. you know, once he opened, like once I went to him and he opened up about the situation and I was just like, stop this.
Yeah,
and after that, it was like it was fine. It's just like communication, man. Communication, mm-hmm. communication. Time. Like if you're with somebody who is accepting of you and is listening to you, allow them to. Like I understand, you know, especially for black men. That's one, like, I told my trainer, one of my trainers this, because he was a black man, and when we would work out, when we would do our gym
like
sessions.
Like you said, he was a black man. Yeah, I hope he's alive.
Well, you know what I mean. Well, he's still alive. He's still black.
Okay.
Okay. But when we would work out, we would have, like, these deep conversations. Mm-hmm. And one of the conversation was, because we were talking about, like, the whole thing of like interracial relationships and like the issues like when a black woman is outside of her race, like how we get hit with the hate and whatnot. And it's just like,
do you? I actually never, I'm not trying to cut you off, maybe you can get back to that, but I never saw that.
Yeah, like I like at one point, like men would be upset the fact that I was with a white man. I'm just like, how, when, you know, you would fuck a white bitch real quick. So,
but see, you're confusing it too. Fucking a white chick and white phone is two different things.
They'll do all the above. So it's just like, you know, and then the whole conversation of, well, black women, you got to do better. And like, I've listened to many, like forums and stuff where men were like, black women, you need to do better because these black men are going to, especially specifically white women, because they are more submissive and they make us feel like a man and blah, blah, blah. And you're too masculine, blah, blah, blah. And so it's just like what, one, we are part of our environment. So that is one. Just like how you don't really express your emotions and this, that, and the other, and you feel isolated because and feel silence or whatever. Okay, black women have also a form of that as well. As and then on top of that, we have to be rough and tough because people are coming for us, whether it's within our community or out the community. So we have to be just as hard as the black men are. But then also we have to, quote unquote, be soft and gentle just so we can be deemed attractive and whatnot. Like it's a seesaw, and it's hard to try to like balance it out. And so it's just like, yeah, you may get us more aggressive and you may get us a little bit rougher than you would get some of these other people, because we have to fight hard. We had to fight hard in the workplace. We had to fight hard in our community. Growing up, we are more sexualized. So we have to fight off motherfuckers at young ages. Like, you know,
it's a hard, I'm sorry, continue.
Yeah. So it's just like, what do you expect? We are a product of our community. Now it's going to take us realizing that, like our generation realizing that, and try to change that for our children, change that for them so that they can have better habits and better perspectives. And, you know, Generation Alpha and Beta can come out a little bit less fucked up than we are. So
you
it's
know,
just
you
like
know what's tough about that.
Go ahead.
Sorry, it's hard because when we go on Zoom, we don't have the in-person cue, so I don't know when you're stopping and that. So I'm sorry if I keep cutting you off. I apologize.
You're good.
Okay, no, continue. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, so I was going to say I'm removing myself. I'm looking at this from the outside perspective, right? I'm trying to look at everything, right? Everything you said there was 100% right. Like I said, I grew up product of a lot of us, a single household. You know, my mom was dominant woman, right? But here's the whole picture of it, though, right? So you have women that meet men that are closed off emotionally, or they're quick to anger because of whatever we have to deal with that turns us into angry, and sometimes we'll, you know, unleash that on whoever's closest to us, right? And women will avoid that because they don't want to deal with that. Irregardless of how that sandwich was made, they're not going to eat that sandwich. And it may go the same way. Yes, black women have to deal with all of this, but that doesn't mean I have to deal. And I'm speaking, this isn't me personally, I'm speaking in general.
Right.
So if I have something that might be an easier course, again, I've rarely, and this is from my own travels, and I've had a very wide net of interactions with women of every race. I have rarely heard a non-black or non-Spanish woman say, he has to handle me. I've never heard it. Very rarely, you know, and it's like, irregardless of whatever got you to that point, that is still the product that I'm meeting. And it's like, do I really want to deal with that product when this product over here is a lot more submissive, if that's the word you choose? And I can say, given the fact that I've had such an experience life with women, my girl now is Asian. My girl is Filipino and Filipina, whatever. And she's young. My girl is a lot younger than I am. And I will say her catering to me skills without even being taught, off the chart. And that's not to say my Jamaican girlfriend that I was with for 10 years, who was making all of the money, who was very type A, wasn't catering either. She was awesome. You know what I'm saying? But my experience with, you know, I like Asian women for the most part. You know, that's probably one of my favorites, right? And to be fair, because you taught me something. I didn't know black men really cared. Boy, if I've been called a domestic passport boy and I don't like black women and all of this shit, like, without them knowing my history, I actually proposed to a black woman. And when you say that, then, you know, she was light skinned. Like, shut up. You know what I'm saying? But,
yeah, they take colorism to effect. Yeah.
To a whole different level. Whereas when you was watching, what was that show with Kerry Washington? Scandal. And she was fucking that married white man. Y'all was all for that shit, though. Like, get out of here with that shit, man.
You know, no, that was still a selection of people that was just like, oh, no, why she gotta be with a white man?
Yeah. I feel like, in general, I get it, you know, and I agree with you. I do know men, black men, that will say, oh, I'll never date a black woman because they have an attitude. And to me, I think that's corny, you know, because that's not every black woman out there. And to be honest with you, for me, I don't want a woman that's a pushover. And I've had to teach my girlfriend. And again, funny, I said that word. I did a podcast with a young lady named Squeaky Gymshoe, and I used the word teach, and she jumped down my throat. Fuck you mean teach? Mm. Well, she didn't say those exact words, but like.
Right, so again, but it makes it seem like she's more like an animal, like you said earlier.
But she's not, though, because you can teach me what you like, and I'm not going to take it as you demeaning me. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
How do I learn if you don't teach? The opposite of learn is teach. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
I've been able to I've had to tell my girl, no, you can have a little more backbone. I'm not your father. You can actually tell me no. You know what I'm saying? We're going to talk about it. You know what I'm saying? But so I have met black men that do say I'll never date a black woman because they have bad attitudes. And unfortunately, that is the perception. And sometimes that is the truth.
True. But in addition to that, my other thing mm-hmm. was when we talked about was I enjoy the ease. And let me pick my words wisely before someone thinks that I'm just like, I don't know, a race traitor or something. I enjoy the ease that comes mm-hmm. from the fact that he doesn't have to hide his feelings. He's able to express them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's a big thing that you get from the black Hispanic community. Like, I mean, I want to even say it's even some Asian, like I say the black or Asians, but you know, people know I typically know what I mean. Like the Filipinos, Vietnamese, the Laotians, those type of Asians.
Those are some beautiful women, but I got the best one at home. Just keep me out of trouble.
Those Asian men. Let me tell you.
Okay. Hey, that's going to be half my son, so be careful.
I'm screaming. But yeah, like, because black men, because you guys do have that, I don't want to say baggage, but essentially that baggage.
No, it's fair. It's extra weight.
You know, it is interesting, and it is calming to have mm-hmm. somebody who does not have it. So I get, I get, you know, when you guys say like, why not?
There's but a that's piece not that comes.
Right. But you know, but for me, it was not like, I was not seeking that. For me, it was just like, it was like, okay, you know, his energy was where the energy was what I had wanted from a partner. So I was like, cool beans. Right. Cause it was funny. Because the same day I dated him, I went on a date with him and a Laotian man, mm-hmm. and they both started off great. They both started off strong, but mm-hmm. he kept going, and here we are now, about to be 3 years. So it's just like,
yeah, you know, it's all about. That's what's up.
It's you said what?
So I remember you told me about you because that's when we first met. And I had just started dating my girl at that time.
Oh yeah, because when I met mm-hmm. you, we had just started. Mm-hmm. we had just started.
Yeah,
because yeah, wow, mm-hmm. that's wild.
Yeah.
And also, time flying.
Time is going by. Me and my girl about to reach 3 years. You know, and what you said there was very interesting to me too. You wasn't seeking that. Like for me, I wasn't actively seeking a woman. Like I said, I wanted anybody that I liked. I just happened to be very attracted to a South Asian woman. You know what I'm saying? But I also love me a, oh my gosh, Ashton, you give me a fucking microphone colored Ghanaian woman. Oh, just I'm with it. You know what I'm saying? I don't have that type. I don't exclude anything. Let me say that. There's nothing that I really exclude. I'm not necessarily attracted to Caucasian women like I used to be at the time, at this present moment. And that's not to say I have no attraction to them, but if we had to rank, you know, they're probably not as, they're not probably getting Olympic. Listen, I love everybody. But at the end of the day, you know, I did find when I started dating more Asian women and dating that particular, well, there's different cultures, but you know what I'm saying? Asian, their
sector, sexuals,
right,
whatever.
Sure. their defenses were not always up. And I was able to say something to them without, you know, unless you have one that was supremely Americanized and grew up around wherever she grew up at, then that's a little bit different. You know, sure. I don't know, our girl's Americanized. She grew up in Jersey, but you know what I'm trying to say? Like,
yeah.
There was not that type of tension. Whereas I had dated women, this guy, I have dated women and that were Black and Latina. And if I say anything to him, so he had a Spanish chick. You know what I'm saying? And it was like, well, what are you talking about? Like there was some type of resistance there. And again, I'm not anti-resistance. Like I'm not trying to get a pushover. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. But also I'm not trying to find somebody to battle with. I'm not interested. You know? Sometimes it's just got the best intentions in mind. Sometimes I'm wrong too. You know, and it is not often, but sometimes I'm wrong.
Just need
a
balance.
Now and then.
Right.
Do that again. Oh, you froze on my shit. I don't know if anybody's gonna see that.
I love. Nah,
so good, man. But nah, so salute to you and your partner and anybody who's happy, man. Just...
I've had threesomes before, and like mm-hmm. I know, he's wanted threesomes in the past, but like now mm-hmm. we've gotten to the point where we're just like we don't want to share each other with no That's one right. else, which I kind of like that because with my previous partner. It was two previous partners, the one with the same name. What you call it? We were very open to like playing and stuff like that, but it just never worked out. Mm-hmm. But like as I got older, I was like, you know what? I want somebody who is just crazy about me, and that's it.
Yeah, yeah.
Not that's necessarily crazy, like obsessed, right. but you know what
no,
I mean?
I got you.
Right. So I'm just like,
I get it.
You know, I just rather want that. But also, I feel like. Threesomes, I don't know, threesomes are just too intimate to just do. Like, but then again, all my threesomes were with friends of mine. Like,
right.
So I'm just I can't see doing a threesome with like a stranger.
For me, the thing that scares me with threesomes is like, if I'm having a threesome with you, that means I have to believe, or I have to know, not even believe, that the other girl doesn't have any diseases. Because if I'm having a threesome,
I mean,
I'm not
you supposed to check that before, you know, you supposed to right. check at the door.
Well, this is what I mean. You can't, like, I know people that have, like, a friend of mine, she had a random threesome with this married couple, and they didn't use condoms. And I'm like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, y'all. Whereas I did have, at one point, I'm not going to say too much. I don't want to get her in trouble. Okay, another girl I was dealing with, this is an actual story. You know, she was open to it. And she was like, well, who would you want to do it with? And, you know, I'd ask some woman that might have been interested. And it was all like, yeah, we'll get the blood work. I'm down with that. It just never came to fruition, you know. But I don't know. I think I want one more because I've never successfully had one. Like, I've come close. I didn't come mm-hmm. at all, actually. But I was close to having one twice. One in college and one was the person I just, a girl I was dealing with and a girl that I knew that lived in Toronto, they were both down. And it was like, let's get the paperwork. And it just never worked out. And the first time I couldn't get the condom on. So by the time I got the condom on, it was like, you know, move was shot. But, you know, I think it's almost every man's wish, like bucket list item, you know. And at this point, because for me, it has nothing, I'm not emotionally attracted to this woman at all. it is what it is at that moment. And I'm not less attracted emotionally to you. In fact, I might love you even more because you gave this to me, you know. But at this point, I know she ain't with it. And I feel like even if she said yes, she would be doing it just to make me happy. And that would in turn bite me in the ass later.
Right.
And I also don't want her to feel uncomfortable. You know, I don't want to be like.
It's a very vulnerable moment. It's a very vulnerable state. Like, you have to, like, on top of like the whole like disease situation, you have to learn a new body.
Yeah.
And then also it's just like, I don't know. That's why like threesomes and like anything like more than three people, I just kind of like
more than three people.
It just makes me question, because like you have to, it's a lot of brain work. Like you have to adapt a lot to the situation, because what happens if the girls are more into each other than you? And then you're going to feel left out. So they have to, so they have to be cognizant of like, okay, I'm enjoying this, but you know, let me get him in here too.
Right. Like if I'm sleeping with a girl that I never slept with and I make a face I've never made with my girl, then I have to be aware of that shit. You know what I'm saying?
What if you like fucking her differently than you would your girl?
Right.
She may have more flexibility or something like that. And you may get a new position that you might find out like, oh shit, I like this.
Oh shit.
Right, this is something different, and she looked at you sense. Like, "Well, you know, it's just so much to like try to like be cognizant of." That's why I enjoyed the fact like I did with friends, to where we didn't have no connection beforehand outside of just us being friends, and so when we had sex, the request. It was just cool.
I'm down with a double BJ. That's cool, right? I'd love that. That's awesome. I'd take it.
But how would it just be like their lips, and then you just moving it between their lips?
Never had it.
I never done that. That would be
never had it. My boy did one where
I'm so scared. Oh, I'm scared.
it is what it is. Like, just don't put your fingers in there. Like, my man had one where one chick ate his ass and the other chick gave him head. I'm like, that sounds kind of awesome. Man, it's a different way of living life. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm pro. Get your ass ate if you want to. Just don't put your fingers in there. That's when you get boxed. Like, we're not doing that.
But
you know what I'm saying?
But what if, like, while she's eating your ass, like, she tongue fucks you?
God damn, bro. Like,
like, what if she has a long tongue and she just starts, like, slipping that tongue in there?
This is going left.
You brought it up.
No, you know, I'm very over that, because I'm extremely confident in my sexuality. I have zero interest in penis. When I was in LA, I linked with this girl and she ate my ass and she said, I'm going to try something. And she did the thing.
Like the finger? Oh.
Yeah. And to be fair, that was, I swear, I almost probably shot.
Did she go in and go up, or did she?
Whoa. I don't know. I don't remember these things. All I remember is when I did ejaculate, that shit probably blew her back three rooms, because it was like a different feeling. But, and I don't think that makes it. There's levels. Like, I talked with one of my former guests, my boy Deshaun Batty, which he wants to be fucking called, so whatever. Deshaun, you met Deshaun, I think, right?
Some of the receptionist. Yeah. We did meet. He probably thought I was Janetta, to be honest, but all right.
Maybe. But that's like one of my that's like my little bro. Like, I love that dude to death, man. And
I love the episode. Probably. The episode was hilarious.
Oh yeah, I'm happy he's gay. And he was like, well, what's the limit? And I'm like, yo, it's not for me to judge, but for me, if you try to fuck me with
any kind of phallus, you're just not for it?
Nah. If you figured out a way to put a titty in my ass, I'm not with it. Like, nah. That's a bridge too far.
Okay, yeah, so what if the girl has, like, a long clit, boy, and she decided to put her clit in your ass?
Nah.
You never experienced a girl with a long clit?
Yeah, I have. And
yeah,
not
like
really something I'm not. It's not something I'm really attracted to. That's a personal thing. It's just not. It's not something for me. You know, like, it is what
I mean,
it is.
She,
like,
can't,
you know,
help. She was born.
She can't help that at all. I'm not shaming any woman that has that. That's, you know, it's just like some women don't want to date a man that's uncircumcised. You know, like, you know, we all have our different preferences and things like that. So, for me, like, I've never really liked the big clit. I've never liked super big nipples, so it is what it is. No, I've met a girl. Nipples was like about that long. It was like a really,
that's
really like
wild.
Yeah, she had a really, really long, Vietnamese chick. She had really, really long nipples.
That's wild.
It's just, no, sorry. She was Panamanian. And it's just not really, well, she has some big ass titties though, boy. we're not talking about that.
I'm screaming. Yes. And it's funny that you brought up threesome because one of the Reddit posts was, let's see. Let me see if I can find it real quickly. We started talking about schedule and it threw off my thing. Is it this one?
Yo, for the record, this off the record, hold on, for the record. If I said anything about, like, I want to fuck another chick, well, if I said it in terms of the threesome, like, I don't know if I just want to do this, but if I said anything in that town, like, yeah, I'm thinking about, just don't put me out there. Don't get me in trouble. Don't get my girl to look stupid. I don't want her to look stupid.
Of course not.
She knows who she dated, and I talk my shit, so that's on her. But, in general, yeah.
Yeah, I got you. Oh, trust me. I am not trying to break up no happy home.
Yeah, my home's pretty happy. She's a pain in the ass sometimes. But
I did that back in the day. That was in my early years.
Your formative years.
Wow, I see a dude at the bar and they be like, my girl around the corner. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Come here.
Yeah, I know. Hand jobs in the fucking bar. You said the bitch was there. And your friend like ran like interference. Like that's nuts, yo. And I remember that story.
Katrina, I told her to listen to that episode. Cause like I would tell her little snippets and she'd be like, you remind me of my best friend who's like really wild. And I was like, go listen to that episode and you'll understand. You'll get me a little bit more.
But body one of the niggas and taking the dick, but yeah, I'm sorry, guys.
I love that. Anyways, my old roommate, he was so scared of me. Like my homegirl thinks he wanted to fuck, but he was scared because I did tell him the fact that like I don't mind like lifting motherfuckers up and like slamming them.
Wild.
And he was like 6 feet, 6'1". So I'm just like, sir, I've lifted men heavier than you. Like, I don't mind.
To be 6'2 and power bombed. Don't seem like something.
By a 5'3 chick.
That ends the night for me. That's the end of that night. It's over. Because my head bounced off the bed. Like, it's over. That's it. I'm supposed to be tough and fuck you after that. Nah.
Yes.
It's over.
That's when you turn around and show me that you're still masculine or dominant or whatever, and you like pin me down and give me the dick. Like I'm supposed to make you upset. It's supposed to be like a power struggle.
By body slamming a nigga like this.
Yeah,
that's a different. Nah, bro, if you even attempt to body slam me when we have sex, I guess that'd be interesting, but I can't there's too many mechanics that go into. First you have to start the process of body slamming me. There's too much to figure out. There's too much time for me to intervene for that to happen. You know what I'm saying?
I love it. This one Reddit post was like, am I the asshole? Mm-hmm. Because this girl, she's a triplet, and her sisters were out with her boyfriend and his friends. The girl is 21 and the dude is 26. The friends were talking about, how great it would be to be with twins or triplets. And apparently, like, a lot of twins have, like, in the comments, like, a lot of twins were like, yeah, they feel a little grossed out by that or whatever.
Yeah, that's right.
Her boyfriend turned around and was like, she was talking about how, like, that was so disgusting and whatnot. And he was like, she was like, ew, do not tell me that you seen that. He was like, seen it, I think about it. And he kind of wasn't wrong about the whole, sleeping with the things. And so she turned around and was like ready to like leave him after that. And so she was like wondering, was like she overreacting? And she even broke up with him because of that statement. and she feels kind of horrible and kind of
because he wanted to have sex with twins.
Well, he has the fantasy and idea of like fucking I don't know necessarily fucking her and her sisters, but he said it was kind of hot to fuck, you know, identical twins and identical triplets, whatever. And what she thought was repulsive.
That's when I went to Brazil, there was a set of twins walking around and dudes was purchasing them. And we saw them all over Rio. And I can see the
purchasing them.
Yeah, well, they were selling it, so you know. I can see the appeal personally. For me, the fantasy dies once they touch each other. And it's like, ugh. You know what I'm saying?
Interesting.
Like, you know, for me, yeah, I don't want to see two sisters eat each other out. That's disgusting. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm good. But it's like.
But I got nothing to do with you, though.
Yeah, I do. Because I'm there. Oh, it's like, if I was to fuck two regular sisters, like maybe there's a 3-year age gap, I still wouldn't want to see them touch each other. But identicals, that's a little. I don't want to see you touch each other. I have so many questions. Do their vaginas smell the same? Because their parents taught them the same way to be hygienic, right? Like, is there a similarity in the hygiene, in a poom poom smell? I leave it with my nose. Everything is poom poom smell.
I mean, they're identical. So
I've never fucked sisters, so I don't know.
I would assume that a lot of their chemistry and their hormones and everything will probably be right. The same.
So if you blindfolded me and had me sniff test one and sniff test the other, is it the same? Because I've never even fucked two sisters, as far as I remember. Like, I've never done that, so.
He said, as far as I remember, I'm so weak. I love this.
Bro, it's a small world, you know. But my boy actually, no, he was messing with two sisters, and he said one of them, her pussy stink, but the pussy was real good. And the other one wasn't that good, but it smelled fresh.
It's a trade-off.
No, it ain't. I ain't doing stink. I don't care. I did that shit. I'm good, bro. I'm cool.
And I had picked that one mostly because me and my partner have talked about that before. Because I said I wouldn't mind being with twin brothers because more than likely they're not going to be fucking each other.
Oh man.
So it's just like. However, I did have a follower come to me and told me that he has sex with his brother. And I was like,
That probably happens more than people think when they're like, younger or like when they were adults.
No, like currently.
Oh man. Yeah, okay. Well, you can't procreate that way, so I guess that's one benefit. I guess. But it's not inbreeding. Ooh, that's damn. The father I must guess. Not have a clue.
Yeah, the family don't know.
Oh man, yeah, that's the last thing I would think of if I had two boys. You know, like they're. I would think if they were like younger boys, and let me make this clear again, this has not been my experience. I'm also an only child, but like I would assume if they were like young boys and they're just learning and they, I don't know, touch each other's dick. Or I don't know. Maybe I understand it, but I mean, you know, I don't know. That's a lot. To each their own. I don't care. As long as you ain't hurt nobody. But that's boy, what if they were both married and they all going on Christmas vacations together and then a brother? Yeah, that's a lot. Yo, nah. The more I think about this, the more I'm having some.
Yeah. What he told me, I was like, this is a lot. But you know what? I'm not going to kink shame. I'm going to
do you
mind my business. It don't affect me. So that's why I'm like, if I had sex with twin brothers, like, their focus will be on me, so I'm down for it.
But what if I'm making these faces because porn in general has kind of been ruined for me. Like, I look at porn with a lot of fear now, you know. So for me, like I said, I'm very accepting of your lifestyle, but that's not mine, right? And I'm and I say that because I don't want to see it. I know it happens. It is what it is, but I don't want to see it. And the fact that I like Asian women and I type in Thai woman, that opens me up to a lot of risk. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and
you get the lady boys in there.
Yeah, it opens me up to a lot of risk. And now the shit's in the algorithm. And now they sneaking shit in them. And like, I'll watch a joint where it's like, I watched these. It was two dudes and two chicks, as far as I knew. You know what I'm saying? And they was fucking the girls. And then the one dude leaned over and sucked the other guy's dick. And I'm like, bro, now this is in my algorithm. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that shit. And so now it's like, I watch another one. Like, I like public porn. You know what I'm saying? Because I've lived a life of, you know, I like to do shit outside. It's my former life. And it was at like this concert, and the dudes was fucking the chick, and then the nigga went over and jerked the dude. And I'm like, you can't do that to me. That's not what I signed up for. You know what I'm saying?
I love that. Like, no, that gives me life.
Nah. Yeah, now, that's you.
Now for me and my partner, what, like, am I comfortable, like, with us, like, fuck, like, say for instance, like, the four of us were hanging out, and then, like, y'all fucked on y'all side, we fucked on our side. Okay, I'm cool. As long as, like, we're not doing nothing. As long as there's no cross-contamination, I'm cool.
Cross-contamination.
Like, once there's cross-contamination, that's where I'm like, I may finish it just because I'm just like, you know what? I don't want to ruin the moment, and, you know.
When you say cross-contamination, like, he come over to the other guy and start fucking him?
Like, anything. Oh, man. Like, yeah, if there's any kind of cross-contamination, like, it could be, like, the girl turn around and, like, want to, like, suck on my titties while he's, like, fucking me missionary. And I'll be like, this is not
that's
what,
awesome.
This is not I'm what I asked for.
I had that a couple birthdays. Well, I see a few birthdays ago, so I don't get in trouble. But that shit was awesome, bro. That was one of my favorite nights. That shit was a great night.
But like I said, like, for me and my partner, I don't want to share. So, and he's like, he doesn't want to share either. So it's just like,
that's fair.
I'm fine with, like, we on no, our side.
Oh, I get it. I get
you're
you.
You're on your side.
Yeah, I get you.
You know, like, don't, you know.
I know. Now I understand. Sorry, I misunderstood what you were saying there.
Yeah. She don't need to come to me. She don't need to come to him. Yeah. He don't need to come to me. I don't need to go to him. Like, I'll stay there. I stay here.
And I understand, like, my girl doesn't want to share, and I don't. And like I said, at this point, her comfort is paramount to that, you know. So I don't want to make her uncomfortable with anything. Is it something that I want to do? Absolutely. But I've never done it. I want to see what the big deal is, you know. And
you're not missing much. It's just another set of bodies.
But you know what, though, it's a guy. New. I don't speak for myself. It's something new. It's a new. Move. It's
that's,
a new
that's the thing,
smell.
Guys.
It's a new
y'all,
taste.
Y'all,
you know?
Y'all want a new car before your old car is, like, done for.
Yeah. Well, no, I want to stay with my old car. I just want to drive a new car every now and then.
Right. You know? And that's something with guys that made me go, why am I still dating men? Because I'm just like, I can't.
Bro, this is what I continuously say, and I've said this before. I don't believe monogamy is natural. I don't. You know, I just don't believe it. Now,
yeah, but I've heard you say that most of the times.
Right, and I say that while also saying if you agree to a contract of one person, then you should abide by that contract.
Oh.
But I don't think it's natural. I don't. Like, you just, let's be honest, just look at the numbers, men and women, because I've fucked many of girlfriends, and I've had many wives and fiancés offer, but I don't do wives. But I've had, you know, some women that are in happy relationships.
I mean, so have I.
Right,
there.
Exactly. And if you take, I feel like if you take 10 couples, that's 20 people, over and under 14 of them cheated at some point, you know, realistically. And I'm just,
sure.
If the numbers keep saying that, then, you know, or I hear the, well, if you love that person, you would control yourself. And I'm like, if the very fact that I have to control it means it's the opposite of natural, right? You don't, so
I can,
like,
see that.
I don't know. But it is on me to control the fact. Like, you know, I'm realistic.
Correct.
Like, I go to the gym. I'm surrounded by attractive women in the gym. Is there any one of those women that I would trade my relationship for? Absolutely not. Not even a thought. Are there women in there that I see that I'd be like, yeah, I would probably go around it to with them if I can, you know, I'm not say too much and get in trouble? Of course, because I'm still human and, you know, they're attractive.
Right.
My penis still works at 42. My test level still make me look at other things, but I just don't, you know what I'm saying? I don't get involved. And I don't think that turns off. I think it's very healthy that I'm attracted to.
Right.
Or I find other women attractive, but my girl is the woman that I want to have my family with. And my girl's hot. She got some big little Asian legs. Like, I love that shit. Big little Asian lady.
My girl's short. I'm about to say, she's shorter than me. And like I said, I'm 5'3". Yeah, so my girl's like
yeah, my girl's little.
But like that was something I think I had mentioned to my partner. I was like, I would think something's wrong with you if you turn around and did not look at other girls.
Yeah.
Because I would, right. I'll be like, because we'll be out and I'll catch them looking because I'm looking. So yeah,
that's awesome. I think so that's healthy, like, bro.
So like, I'm just like, and sometimes I'll turn around and be like, oh, you see her? Or like, that's I'll be awesome. Looking and he'll be like, you enjoying the view? Like literally in Vegas, it was that's a girl. Awesome. She had like this watermelon ass. And I was just like, mm-hmm. I was that's looking awesome. More so out of curiosity. He was just like, you enjoying the view? I was like,
right.
I was like, I'm just wondering if it's natural or not. And he was like, why does it care? He was like, what does it matter? I was like, it doesn't. I'm just curious if it's natural.
Right.
Like,
right.
How do you naturally have a watermelon ass, but mm-hmm. have like small legs?
Yeah. I don't know about that one.
Right. But, so I was just like,
yeah, I don't know about that one. When you said a small leg, like you said small waist, I'd be like, yeah, I know a couple like that. But
no, her legs were kind of small.
Awesome. I think that is such an awesome relationship. Like if my girl was to say, yo, look at that girl over there. That as long as I'm like, oh, yo, God, let me go. Like, that's different. I don't do that. You know what I'm saying? But I would hate to be in a position where if we're walking into a party and there's, you walk into a strip club or I guess you wouldn't do that. But if you're walking into a party and there's a bunch of women in there and I feel like I got to walk like this, that's whack. Like, that's corny. As long as I ain't like turning my head all nuts and like, oh, let's call her over. And you know, like, that's different. That's disrespectful. Right. But like, if you and I dated and you say, damn, look at her ass, bro, you're a keeper, man. A keeper. Because there's a level of confidence that comes with that, too, man. Like, confident men like confident women. You know, and I like
that. I mean, that's the joys of having a queer girlfriend.
No,
been around the world now,
I don't want her going to eat no pussy on the side. You know what I'm saying? Nope.
I feel like he's feared that at one point, because yeah. It's been times where I've gone out and like women will like buy me drinks and mm-hmm. touch my ass and he'd be like, "Well, yeah, did you give them your number?" I'm like, "Why would I give the girls my number?" No. And he was like, "I don't know. Like, no, I'm not gonna give them."
See, there's like, a bridge. No. Dumb niggas would be like, "Oh, I'll jump in. Shut up." You know what I'm saying? Like, no, I'm that. There's a line.
It's not.
Yeah, there's
for
a
you.
Line. Right, for me, yeah, there's a line. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, if you see a girl and she's flirting with my girl, okay. Oh, your girl's so hot and oh, look at her, blah, blah, blah. Okay, cool. But once you say, oh, and I see some fingers going in there, I'm like, yeah, there's a problem here. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
If I can't eat no pussy, you can't eat no pussy.
I mean, that's fair. Well, speaking of not eating pussy, I think it's time for us to wrap it up.
There's so many ways you can go with that. Dental dam, wrap it up, not eating pussy, eating pussy. I got you.
I love. I mean, cause I always said it because we've been here for a good little minute. Mama is, mm-hmm. I want to say I'm dripping because that sounds highly inappropriate. Yeah. Right.
Context.
But I am getting sweaty away from even though the AC is on. And also we've been here for like a good little, you know, over an hour. So it's going to be mm-hmm. a good little time for me to edit. It's a good time. So before we leave, do you have anything else to add? Anything else to tell us about until next time?
Nothing really to add. You know, I'm just, this is my authentic self and how it is.
And we love
you.
You
see me on Tuesdays, the same energy and, you know, communication, like we said, communication and confidence and self assurance is very key to me, you know, and shout out to everybody out there. Thanks for listening. And thanks to Miss Shauna.
All right. All right. See everybody next time. Bye.
Wipe your pussy.
Reflection. 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 Reflection.